Jackie, we start this week with a new theater performance.
Yes, so this is a comedy whodunit sort of play called Ken Ludwig's The Games Afoot. And as I said, it is a comedy type play, and that's going to be playing this weekend. There's three performances, December 14th at 7 p.m., doors open at 6 p.m., and one on December 15th at 2 p.m., doors opening at 1 p.m., and another showing of the play December 15 at 7 p.m. Admission is $10, available at the box office Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Online or at the door. For more information, you could also visit the website www.riograndetheater.org.
Yeah, and we should say that it's at the Rio Grande Theater. Normally, we don't talk about this type of a performance there. We talk about Las Cruces Community Theater and some of the other theater groups in our area. Nice to see the Rio Grande Theater in downtown Las Cruces continuing to expand the types of programs that it offers, everything from music and movies to now the games afoot this weekend. I love that theater. It is absolutely beautiful, a gem for Las Cruces. Another very different performance for you. It's an annual tradition this weekend, starting tonight. It is, of course, at the holidays, a classic ballet.
Yes, so the Nutcracker will be this weekend. As you said, this beloved holiday classic is the most popular highlight of New Mexico's oldest running ballet company, the Las Cruces Chamber Ballet Company. And they are all set to showcase the talents of their seasoned dancers. And this is all going to be happening at New Mexico State University Atkinson Music Recital Hall, 1075 North Horseshoe Circle. The admission is $22, and that is going to be playing this weekend there. For more information, you could call 575-527-1893 or visit their website, lascrucischamberballet.org.
All right. A real treasure in our area to have ballet and at the Atkinson on the NMSU campus. Saturday, we have a crafters fair. This is, I see, a first annual event.
Yes, so this is a first of its kind event happening this Saturday, as you said, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can join the Mesilla Valley Artisan Crafters Guild for its first ever artisan fair at Cruces Creatives at 205 East Loman Avenue. The event is free and open to the public. You can enjoy a one-of-a-kind experience as you stroll the festive outdoor marketplace that features original handcrafted items that will be available for purchase as the gift-giving season draws near. The events will also include holiday music by local performers, children's crafts, activities, and a photo op with Santa, face painting, and a lot of other fun activities. For more information, you can contact Miss Nancy Hastings at 575-541-5744.
All right. Also on Saturday, I see that our wonderful Las Cruces City Museum System has another event for us, this one at the Museum of Nature and Science.
Yes, so the Museum of Nature and Science is presenting Isaac Newton and the Laws of Motion. This the museum will be presenting the whole presentation is called Steampunk, and that's going to be open to the public, free, of course. The content and activities are intended for children ages 7 to 12 years old, and that is going to be happening this Saturday. As I said earlier, for more information, you may contact 575-522-3120 for all the details.
All right. A little less than a minute, and we have a Sunday event for you. This is another holiday tradition in our region.
So this is a pretty unique event, the Nacimiento Open House with Mr. J. Paul Taylor. You can view more than 175 Nacimientos or nativity scenes on display in the Taylor family home Sunday, December 16 from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. This is a very impressive collection of nativity scenes. Admission is $5 for non-members, free to members. And yeah, that's going to be happening this Sunday.
So wonderful. And thank you for your wonderful work. Jackie Devine is the Pulse editor. She's with us every Friday from the Las Cruces Sun News. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you.